Break, please. We've been training since the ass crack of dawn. I deserve a little break, don't I? Yes, I know the Lich goons aren't going to be taking a break. The cult that's controlling them, the same cult that burned that entire town to the ground, they'll come at us as if their own lives depend on it. But it's only a good 60% of their forces that are undead. And unless you plan on attacking me like you are, I'm not dead yet. Come on, Lancer, please! Oh, why have me and the group been calling you Lancer? Well, you know how in those books where the hero goes to save the world or whatever, there's always a 5-person crew. There's the leader, which is me. Sharn is the big guy, both figuratively and very literally. Ivoran is the heart of the crew, and always caring for animals and people like the good boy he is. And Rudin is easily the smartest one out of all of us. I mean, the guy literally went to college and almost blew it up a few times, but he still went. Then, lastly, the Lancer, who's like the complete opposite of the hero. Which suits you well, seeing as you're almost my complete opposite. Oh, Kit is kind of like the pet of the group. But don't tell her I said that. I don't want to get stabbed in the calf again. Do you not want me to call you Lancer? Do you not like that name? Or... do you not want me to call you that because you know I'm right? I am not stalling to get more of a break. I would never. I still want one though. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't be as rosy-cheeked as usual. I just spent almost 3 hours getting hit in the face by a wooden stick. Not as rosy-cheeked as last night. Oh, you meant when I was absolutely hammered, right? Well, I'm sorry that I like to have a good time every once in a while. In case you forgot, we just killed a chimera. We deserve to celebrate a little. Plus, thanks to the sword, I don't get hungover. Yep. Just one of the many amazing tricks this thing can do. What else can it do? Well, it's basically indestructible. It's light as a feather, sharper than anything I've ever used. And I feel a lot stronger when I'm wielding it. Faster, too. I can see in the dark, and it gives me resistance to poisons. I know, right? And I haven't even awakened it yet. Wait, what? The hell do you mean, awaken it? You're telling me that this entire time, all these cool things I've been doing while with the sword have been its basic functions? What could it do if it's awakened? Whoa, hold up! Whoa. What you're telling me is, one hero had the power to control the weather. Others had mastery over things like fire or could summon a spectral army to fight for them. The first user could control space itself? I thought that was all just propaganda. big-ass river in the middle of the city? The chick with the spatial magic cut an entire river down the middle of a city? Killing some giant fucking monster? That's so fucking cool. How do I awaken it? Is it like some special code phrase? Do I have to do a special dance or something? Do I have to, like, summon a dragon? It should have awakened the second I held the sword. I didn't see anything change besides the basic stuff I told you about. I haven't really gotten any special powers from it. Yeah, sure. Take a look at it. Launched you! The sword called the lightning, throwing you into this tree. You bent the tree! What happened? What did you just try to do to the sword? No, I don't think it was some kind of defense mechanism. I mean, other people have held it without being struck by lightning. So you had to do something to make it want to attack you, right? I'm just saying, it's never done that to anyone in my party. What's that supposed to mean? Wielder's intent? Are you trying to claim that I did something? Well, sorry to say, but nope. I did nothing to make the sword want to do that to you. Maybe it's your winning personality that gave it such a bad reaction to you touching it. Did I break it? I don't know. It's been working completely fine till you showed up. Well, maybe you did break it. I mean, it would explain why it rejected you. Oh, what? Does the truth hurt? Well, get over it, you man-child. Not everything can go your way. You wanna fight me? Do you not see what I'm wielding? This thing literally carves valleys into the earth. What do you think you can do to hurt me? Ah! Hey! Whoa! Watch it! Hey, that's too close! Will you stop trying to kill me? I didn't realize how fast he was. When our swords clash, it feels like I'm hammering it against a rock. Which just means he's too strong for me to take head on. Finally, time to change tactics. Dirt in the eye is never fun. Tough to fight when you can't see. Huh? Okay, fair. Probably shouldn't yell after blinding my opponent. Huh? What is he doing all the way over there? When did he get that far in the first place? What the? Where did he? He teleported. Behind me! Shit! I can't dodge! Sharn? Everon! Rudin! Stop! No! It was training! I promise! I asked for him to go all out, and he did! Yeah, I'm fine, Everon. Thank you. Yeah, maybe we should take a breather to calm down. Yeah, Lancer, it's your turn to cook. We're going to head into town and try to gather some information. Do you want us to grab you anything? Okay, that's easy enough to get. We'll be back in a couple hours. See you. No, really, I'm fine. I think I took it too far with him.
Well, now, that was intense. Have to say, really had me on the edge of my seat, pins and needles, the whole nine, on my own toes. Even I thought for a second I would lose my head just by watching. But I have to say, sir, the outcome was not disappointing. In fact, one could say I anticipated it. Oh, quick to murder, aren't we? And how fast you were to get me pinned to this tree. My goodness, I would be in a dire situation. No, no, no. There's no one else here but me. Why, yes, I am with the cult, although we don't like to call ourselves that. So please, refrain. Now, hold on, hold on. I'm not here to cause trouble. On the contrary, I am what you would call the negotiator. I'm hoping to win you to our side, Lancer. Yes, we want you to join us. Well, don't be hasty now. Let me at least give you the sales pitch before you deny my request. No, no, the evil stuff is just merely propaganda. Most of our forces are simply poor folks who seek to make the world a better place in any way possible. Yes, the Lich have been known to be quite cruel. But tell me, from your first-hand experience, do you think the stories make them out to be crueler than your own king? See, now you're starting to get it. Sure, the Lich can be a menace, but they are a menace that rewards loyalty and power. Something you have in great amount. And I'm sure, if you worked with us, you would be rewarded greatly. Despite your past. What an untrusting man you are. Willing to remove the sword from my neck, but not willing to sheathe it. I can respect that. We wouldn't have to do too much. It's not like I'm asking you to go burn down an orphanage. All I ask is that you delay the group. I don't particularly care how you send them on a wild goose chase, make them fight powerful foes, take them down the wrong paths. Hell, if you're up to it, you could just straight up kill them for all we care. As long as they are delayed or stopped before they can stop the ritual. All our master wants is what's rightfully his. The kingdom. To be completely honest, even when he does take control, nothing much will change. The poor will stay poor, the rich will stay rich. Senseless wars will be fought, innocents will die. The difference being those of us who helped them achieve their goals will be rewarded. Oh, don't give me that look. You know I'm right. And you deserve this more than anyone. All of those years of your hard work, training your mind, body, and spirit, not to mention all the experiments done to you to make you bigger, stronger, more durable, harder to break both mentally and physically. If anyone else deserves to be rewarded, it's you. Listen, I understand your hesitation, so I'll give you some time to think about it. I'll say 4 weeks, as I know you'll be mulling over this information for quite some time. Just know that I am not giving you any falsehoods. No pretend heroism, and no lies. I merely offer you an alternative. It appears your friends are returning sooner than expected. I must be going now. Please, consider my request. Enjoy your meal, Lancer.
Hey, Lancer. That took way less time than we thought. But the good news is we got some information on one of the cult meeting locations. We're planning on taking the fight to them for once instead of just running around trying to avoid them. Is everything okay? All right, if you're sure. So, what are you making for dinner?